我们请一起低头同心默祷。
Let's all bow our head and pray in silence.
阿们，
哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath worship.
我们请一起唱诗129首。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 129.
一起同心跪下来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们今天安息日整天的崇拜聚会。
Let's all kneel down in one accord and ask the Lord to guide our Sabbath services today.
好，我们一起祷告。哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah! Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
在这个神所赐福的安息圣日，我们一同聚集来这里查考学习圣经的道理。
In this blessed day of the Lord, we're all able to gather and learn the words of God.
我们每一次每当到了星期六我们就会放下手上的事情来到教会。
Every time we're able to come and worship God on Sabbath, we're able to let go of the things of this world.
因为我们知道说这个今天乃是神所应许赐福的安息圣日。
For we know today is a promise and blessed day of the Lord.
但是经过日复一日、年复一年不断的这样子来参加。
However, year after year, we continue to attend.
随着时间的过去，我们可能渐渐的忘记了我们为什么要来到这里。
Through the passing of time, we may forget why we must come here.
有时候只是变成一种习惯。
Sometimes it may be a habit for us.
经过许多年到了今天不去教会就会觉得怪怪的。
After many years, if we don't attend services, it will seem strange to us.
有时候可能只是一种自我的要求。
Maybe sometimes it is a self-requirement of ourselves.
我们知道应该要去。
We know that we must go.
我们也知道我们要到不去的话教会可能会有人来访问。
We understand that if we do not attend, we will have brothers and sisters attend visit us.
所以每当星期六的时候，我们就自然而然的会来到教会。
Therefore, naturally, we will come to Sabbath services.
愿意参加安息日是好的。
It is good for us to attend Sabbath.
因为这个是神所赐福应许的日子。
For it is the promised and blessed day of the Lord.
但是我们怎么样守安息日？
However, how is it that we must observe the Sabbath?
这个安息日又对我们每一个人有什么意义呢？
What is the meaning for us to attend Sabbath?
啊，这个是我们需要重新去思考的一件事情。
Something that we must start new to understand.
我们来看一下说这个神所赐福的日子啊，到底是为了什么？
Let us understand what is the original meaning why God wanted us to observe it.
啊，让我们能够来到这里重新思考安息日的目的。
So that we can once again understand the purpose of Sabbath.
我们请翻到《生命记》。
Let us look at the book of Deuteronomy.
看到《生命记》的第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记的第五章第十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 12.
五章十二节。
5 verse 12.
当照主你神所吩咐的守安息日为圣日十三节。
Verse 13.
六日要劳碌做你一切的工十四节。
14.
但第七日是向主你神当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女仆婢牛驴牲畜。并在你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，使你的仆婢可以和你一样安息。第十五节。
15.
而十五节，你也要纪念你在埃及地做过奴仆，主你神用大能的手和伸出的膀臂将你从那里领出来，因此主你的神吩咐你守安息日。那这里我们看到啊，这里神吩咐百姓必须要守安息圣日。
Here we see that the Lord told his people they must observe the Sabbath.
那并且在这里吩咐啊，在这个安息圣日啊，你什么工都不可以做。
Here in his commandment, he told them that no work shall they do.
那这个是神使你安息的日子。
This is for the Lord to give you a day of rest.
那我们知道说，当神创造诸天地之后。
We understand that after the Lord created the heavens and the earth,
他说圣经上说到第七日他就歇下一切的工。
The Bible recorded that on the seventh day he let all his work go.
哦，就休息了。
And he rested.
那我们的神是全能的神。
Our God is Almighty.
那他为什么需要休息呢？
Why is that he needed to rest?
是创造世界太辛苦了吗？
Was he too tired from creation
creating the world? 当然不是啦。
Of course it is not.
所以这个安息日到底是让谁休息的？
So what is the main purpose for somebody to rest?
既然不是让神休息的。
It is not for the Lord to rest.
那就是让我们休息的了。
But for us to rest.
所以这个安息日的第一个目的啊，是要让人在忙碌的生活当中能够重新有一个休息的时间。
Therefore, the Sabbath is for us people who are busy for us to be able to rest.
现今的人都很忙啊。
Currently in the society, we're all very busy.
从早忙到晚。
We're occupied from morning till night.
总是有做不完的事情。
There's always something we must complete.
每一个人啊，哇，好像陀螺啊，每天人啊都非常非常的忙碌。
And every morning, we're all very busy.
在这个忙碌的生活当中。
But in this busy lifestyle.
却有时候啊，在忙碌中逐渐失去忙碌的。忙碌的原因。
In the midst of our busy lives, we lose the meaning of life.
更会失去人生的方向。
And we lose the direction of life.
所以每当到这个安息圣日的时候。
Therefore, every time we come to this Sabbath day.
这个是神所设立让人能够重新思考的日子。
It is a day for us to all reflect on our lives.
让我们重新想一想，我为什么忙。
For us to reflect, why is it that we're so busy?
我忙的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of our busy lives?
我这个人生到底要我要活出什么样的人生？
What kind of lifestyle must I live?
我最后要去哪里？
In the end, where must I go?
所以这个是让我们每一个人重新思考的时间。
And this is the time that God gives us to reflect.
使我们能够放下重担来到主的面前。
So that we're able to put down our burdens and come into the presence of the Lord.
我们来看一下诗篇。
Let's look at the book of Psalms.
我们看诗篇的第四十二篇。
Look at Psalms chapter 42.
我们看诗篇的第四十六篇啊。
Psalms chapter 46.
诗篇的第四十六篇第十节。
Chapter Psalm of 46.
第十节。
Verse 10.
那第十节这里说，你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。那这里神告诉我们说，我们要休息啊。
And here it tells us that we must be still and rest.
那因为啊，借着这个休息啊，能够让我们重新知道神呐。
For the stillness allows us to know God.
那你会觉得说啊，这个休息啊，跟知道神有什么关系呢？
Well, you may ask, what does the stillness and knowing God have a relationship with?
那因为当一个人休息了。
For once, someone has rest.
当一个人心安静下来了
，this person has peace in their heart.
这样子，这个人才能够重新沉淀，重新去思考。
It's only that way that person is allowed to have a reflection.
重新思考人生。
He can reflect on his life.
重新思考信仰。
Reflect on his spiritual and his faith.
重新思考自己跟神的关系。
And think about his relationship with God.
所以一个人要懂得休息啊，跟认识神、建立信仰是有直接的关系的。
Therefore, if someone is able to rest, it has direct relationship with knowing God.
所以今天神设立安息日，就是要我们有一个休息的机会。
So therefore, today the Lord's established Sabbath is for us to have an opportunity of rest.
使我们能够重新调整自己人生的脚步。
So once again, we can redirect our life and our footsteps.
所以我们今天呢、我们今天呢、来，虽然我们今天每一个人都来到这里参加安息日。
So all of us here are here to attend the Sabbath.
但是我们来呀、要能够带着一个安静的心来。
When we come, we must bring a peaceful heart.
把我们的重担、忙碌啊，都放在教会的门口外面。
Let us put down our burdens in our houses.
有时候我们的有的信徒啊，虽然人来了。
And many of us, though members, they come.
但是啊，来得很紧张啊。
But when they come, they are very anxious.
为什么？因为事情很多啊。
Because they have many issues in their lives.
所以啊，那个如果聚会的领会的人讲的长了一点。
So if the sermon speaker speaks a little longer.
哇，那信徒就很紧张啊，一直看手表。
The member will feel very worried and anxious and continue to watch the clock.
哇，有完没完啊，讲这么久。
How is it that he continues to talk for so long?
哇，还有信徒啊，站在后面就站起来啦。
Some members may stand up in the back.
好的，看时间了，时间了。
And notify the speaker, look at the time.
为什么？因为啊，他要赶着去 有事情要去做。
Why is that? It's because they're in a rush to take care of the matters.
所以虽然我们人在教会里面
，though we are physically we're here.
可是啊，我们啊，如果可是我们的心没有得到休息哦。
But our heart received no rest.
有时候我们是啊，这个时间啊捏得很准。
Many times our time is very tight.
我的人生我规划。
I control my life.
所以啊，来安息日是应该的。
So it is a requirement that I must come to the Sabbath.
十点到三点啊。
From 10 to 3.
这个是神的时间。
This is the time I will give to God.
讲好了，三点之后是我自己的时间啊。
So after 3 o'clock, that will be my time.
所以不管聚会有没有结束。
So it doesn't matter if service has not ended.
三点一到，转身就走。
Once 3 o'clock is reached, I will leave.
我们如果是用这种方式啊，用这种方式来守安息圣日。
If we use this attitude to observe the Sabbath.
虽然我们人到了。
Though we're physically here,
但是啊，我们却没有办法从神这里啊享受安息。
We will not be able to fully receive the spiritual rest.
我们再看回来《生命记》的第五章。
Let us return to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记的第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记第五章的第十五节。
Chapter 5 verse 15.
十五节说，你要纪念你在埃及做过奴仆，神你主你的神用大能的手和伸出的膀臂将你从那里领出来呀、啊。所以我们今天来守安息日啊，第二个目的。
So the second purpose for us to observe the Sabbath today.
就是用今天啊来纪念。来纪念我们的过去以及纪念神的恩典。
It's for us to use it today to remember the grace that God has given us in the past.
让我们重新去思考一下当初神怎样用大能的手拯救我们。
Once again, remember the almighty hands that God has saved us.
让我们重新思考一下，若是没有神今天的我会在哪里，会做什么？
For us to recall that if God had not been there for us, where would we be today?
也是我们刚刚信主的时候。
Many times when in the first time we know God.
我们有时候对信仰非常非常的热忱啊。
We're very zealous in our faith.
因为感觉到那个香 非常非常的不同。
We have this different feeling.
哦，过去生活在罪恶当中。
Our past life, we will live in sin.
哦，没有办法脱离罪恶。
We cannot depart from sin.
心里很苦。
We're suffering in our heart.
哇，今天呢，神的光临到我了。
But today the light has shone on us.
神的光临到我的家。
God has come into my house.
神的光临到我的子女。
His light has shone into my children.
哇，感谢主，我今天得救了。
Praise the Lord, I have salvation today.
但是随着时间的一直过去。
But as time passes on.
哦，三年、五年、十年。
3 to 5 to 10 years
later. 有时候啊，当初那种感动啊，就逐渐的消失了。
The original movement that God has given us has been moved away.
我当初那个到处跟人做见证啊，神怎样拯救我家啊，渐渐也忘怀了。
When we testify in the beginning so fervently, we slowly forget.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，安息日的第二个目的是什么
？So here it tells us the second purpose of the Sabbath day of rest.
让我们去想一想过去的我。
So for us to remember the how we were in the past.
过去的我是生活在什么样的环境里面
？What kind of environment did we live in the past？
啊，这里说啊，以色列人是活在埃及做奴仆啊。
He records that the Israelites were slaves in the land of Egypt.
我们在认识神之前呢，是不是也是一样啊
？Before we knew God, were we like that too？
我们也是在这个世间做奴仆的。
We were slaves in this world.
哦，没有盼望，没有神。
With no hope, without God.
哦，虽然好像啊，可能赚了很多钱。
Though we may earn lots of money.
生意很成功。
Our career is successful.
朋友很多。
We have many friends.
啊，但是啊，当那个只有我们一个人的时候。
However, when we are alone,
啊，当我们摸摸自己良心的时候，
when we take a look at our heart,
我们却发觉啊，还是非常的空虚。
We may feel very empty.
没有盼望，没有神的人生。
There is no hope and there is no life in God.
不知道人生的价值，不知道人生的目标，所谓要去哪里。
Don't know the value of life. We don't know the purpose of life.
哦，这就是我们过去的生活。
This is what's our life in the past.
活在最终无法改变。
We were living in sin and we can't change.
想要行善却做不到。
We want to do good, but we can't.
希望改善跟家人的关系却无能为力。
We want to change our relationship in our family, but we have no power.
我们还记得这种的日子吗？
Do we remember those days?
啊，今天因为神的光照我们。
But because today the light has shone upon us.
所以我们的生活改变了。
Our life has changed.
我们的家人的关系改变了。
Our family relationships have changed.
我们心里的空虚被填满了。
We have been fulfilled of our emptiness.
所以每到安息圣日。
So every time we come to Sabbath.
就必须要去重新回想一下，我这个神在我的身上，我家人身上所行的是何等大的恩典。
Every time we come to Sabbath, we must remember the great grace that God has given us in our family.
所以安息日来这里不是坐在这边听道理就好了。
So when we come to Sabbath, we are not only sitting here to listen to the sermon.
不是一起吃爱餐就好了。
Not only eating a fellowship meal together.
不是大家信徒彼此聊聊天很开心就好了。
We're not only fellowshipping with one another.
这是一个重新数算神恩典的机会。
This is another time for us to account of all the grace that God has given us.
在安息日纪念神大能的手引导我们脱离过去的黑暗。
Remember that the Lord has brought His almighty hands to bring us out of the land of Egypt.
但安息日还有第三个目的。
There is also a third reason for
我们来看一下以西结书。
Let us look at the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书的第二十章。
Ezekiel chapter 20.
以西结书的第二十章的第十二节。
Ezekiel chapter 20 verse
12。以西结书的第二十章第十二节。
Ezekiel chapter 20 verse
12。十二节又将我的安息日赐给他们，好在我与他们中间为证据，使他们知道我主神是叫他们。成为圣的。那这里这个安息日神的第三个目的。
Here it tells us the third purpose of the Sabbath day.
就是用今天作为一个证据。
That today is a symbolism.
要告诉我们说神召我们是要我们成为圣洁。
To tell us that today the Lord will sanctify us.
是要我们行为改变。
So we change our actions.
要我们生活改变。
Our life has changed.
人生的价值观改变。
The value of our life has changed.
追求的目标改变。
What we pursue is different.
能够活出一个像基督圣洁的人生。
We live a life of Christ.
所以每当安息日当我们来到这里。
Every time we come to Sabbath worship.
当我们坐在这里听道理。 当我们在这里祷告的时候
When we're here to listen to sermon, here to pray,
更是让我们重新去检讨这一周来我过的生活的时候
We need to self-examine the lifestyle we've been living.
从上个安息日结束
After the Sabbath has ended,
到这个安息日开始
To the next beginning of another
Sabbath. 在这个一个星期当中啊，我活的是什么样的生活
In 1 week span, what kind of life have I lived in?
我跟别人相处是什么样的态度
What kind of interaction do I have with others?
我跟我的家人孩子是什么样的关系
What kind of relationship do I have with my family members?
我在我朋友眼中表现是什么样的个性
What kind of attitude do I show to my friends?
是不是有像耶稣
Do they see Christ in me?
有没有活出一个基督徒的形象来
Do we live an image of Christ?
使人因为我们的缘故啊来称赞神
Do others praise God because of me?
使人因为我们的缘故啊愿意来接受这个信仰
Because of me, do they accept the faith of God?
所以每当安息日啊就是我们要检讨上一周的生活的时间
So when we come to Sabbath, we need to examine ourselves whether we have lived a life of Christ
因为今天是一个证据
Because today is a
是个证据哦
It's a sign
哦，是要让我们知道说神召我们来有一个目的的
For the Lord call us for a purpose
哦，就是要我们成圣
It's for us to be sanctified
哦，所以每当安息日啊
So every time we come to Sabbath
我们不要把这个当成一个责任啊
Let us not use it as aresponsibility.
哦，好像你上班一样哦。
Like as if you had to go to work.
哦，早上啊，九点打卡。
Every day 9 o'clock, you need to clock in.
哦，下午5点啊，打卡。
And 5 o'clock, you clock out.
哦，所以我们不要把教会当成社会哦。
Let us not use church as a society.
哦，不要把圣工当成做工啊。
Neither this holy work as your work.
哦，不要把这个聚会当成一个责任哦。
And therefore, let you're not the service be a responsibility.
啊，我10点进来打卡。
10 o'clock, I clock in.
哦，下午3点聚会完了，打卡，我走了。
3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll clock out.
啊，这个所有东西全部都留在教会了。
And all my possessions, I leave at church.
哦，甚至连圣经赞美诗都留在教会了。
My Bible and church hymn, I'll leave at church.
啊，反正没有关系嘛。
It's all right.
反正这个礼拜又不会看。
I will not look at it this week anyway.
下个礼拜来聚会的时候，刚好放在这里，还不用背嘞。
And next week, it will be here when I come for service.
哦，所以我们如果啊，这个圣经留在教会一个礼拜都没有发现啊。
So if you have left your Bible here and you did not even realize.
我到了下一个安息日说，哎，我的圣经呢？我的圣经呢
？And next week, then you'll figure where is your Bible.
啊，才发觉原来上个礼拜留在教会没有带回来哦。
You realize that you left it in church. You didn't know.
啊，我们这守安息日的态度可能就要检讨一下了。
So we need to re-examine our attitude how we worship the Sabbath.
哦，所以这个安息日是让我们能够心灵得休息。
So the Sabbath is for us to receive rest in our spiritual life.
能够让我们用今天来纪念主的恩典
，was to remember the grace of God。
啊，更是让我们用这一天来检讨我们是否活出一个基督徒的形象来。
But the more we use this day to re-examine how we live a life of Christ。
那我们这个安息日来到这里又应该要做什么呢
？So when we attend the Sabbath service, what is it we must do？
那我们来看一下《使徒行传》。
Let's look at the Book of Acts。
我们看《使徒行传》的第17章。
Book of Acts, chapter 17.
使徒行传的第十七章。
Acts, chapter 17.
第1节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传的第17章第1节。
Acts, chapter 17, verse 1.
第1节，保罗和希拉经过安菲波里亚波罗尼亚，来到铁撒罗尼迦。在那里有犹太人的会堂。第2节
，Verse 2，
保罗照他素常的规矩进去，一连3个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论。第3节
，Verse 3，
而解释臣民基督必须受害，从死里复活，又说我所传给你们的这位耶稣啊。就是基督。第4节
Verse 4、
啊、他们中间有许多人听了劝，就服从了保罗和希拉，也有许多虔诚的希腊人，尊贵的妇女也不少、哦啊、这里记载的是保罗、将这个福音带到铁撒罗尼迦这个地方。
Here it records that Paul is preaching the gospel to the place of Thessalonica。
那在这里说、保罗有一个习惯、
Here it tells us that Paul has a habit。
就是按着素常的规矩进入圣殿，进入会堂。
It is his custom for him to enter into the temple.
所以啊，这个安息日啊，这个保罗的习惯是什么？
So on Sabbath, what is Paul's custom?
保罗是在安息日进入会堂聚会的哦。
Paul is his custom to enter into Sabbath.
所以安息日是哪一天？
So what is the day of Sabbath?
我们都知道安息日就是星期六。
We know it is on Saturday.
所以保罗是星期六去聚会的。
Therefore,Paul goes to Sabbath on Saturday.
保罗是星期六进入会堂。
On Saturday, Paul enters into the temple for Sabbath.
所以如果有人告诉你啊，哎呀，这个安息日已经改了。
If someone tells you that the Sabbath has been changed.
现在流行星期天啊。
Now it is in fashion to go on Sunday.
我们都是去星期天。
We all go on Sunday.
你要指这一节给他看哦。
Need to show them this verse.
你看啊，那个保罗是什么时候去会堂？
See where when it is that Paul goes to Sabbath.
保罗是星期六去会堂的哦。
He goes to Sabbath on Saturday.
他可没有星期天去会堂啊。
He did not enter in on Sunday.
你说这里写安息日。
It says here on Sabbath.
你怎么知道这个安息日这里是星期六还是星期天
？How is it you know that the Sabbath is Saturday or Sunday？
很简单啊。
That is easy.
你就看嘛，这是犹太人的会堂啊。
This is the temple of the Jewish people.
如果你是星期天去啊。
If you go on Sunday.
这里没有人的。
There will be no people.
犹太人都只有星期六才会守安息的。
The Jewish people only enter in the Sabbath on Saturday.
所以当保罗到犹太人的会堂。
So when Paul enters into the Jewish people.
一连三个安息日在那里讲到。
On three consecutive Sabbaths, he listens to the scriptures.
一定是。星期六
This must be Saturday.
绝对不可能是星期天的
Definitely not be Sunday.
所以在新约里面告诉我们
So the New Testament tells us.
安息日是哪一天
Which day is Sabbath?
星期六
It is Saturday.
所以在这里讲说保罗有一个保罗素常的习惯是什么
So Paul has a custom.
素常的规矩啊就是在这个安息日这个星期六进入会堂。
So it is his custom that on Sabbath he will enter into the temple.
所以如果主耶稣是在安息日进会堂。
So if it is on Saturday that we enter into Sabbath.
如果主耶稣是这样做。
If Jesus had done this.
如果保罗是这样子做。
And Paul had did this too.
那我们今天每一个信徒也必须要以他们做我们的榜样。
Then every one of us must also follow their example.
那在这里说啊，保罗进入会堂做了什么事情呢
？Here, what is it that Paul does when he enters into the temple.
他做的事情也是我们今天所必须要做的事情。
What he does, we must also follow and do likewise.
在这里说啊，保罗进入会堂做的第一件事情。
The first thing Paul does when he enters.
第二节
Verse two.
第二节说保罗照着他素常的规矩进去，一连三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论。
Paul went into them, and for three Sabbaths, he reasoned with them for the scriptures.
在这里说啊，那保罗做的第一件事情啊，是凭着圣经跟他们辩论啊。
So the first thing he did was he reasoned with them from the scriptures.
所以我们要学保罗。
So we need to learn from Paul in this matter.
我们是不是也要跟大家辩论啊
？Must we reason with everyone with of the scriptures?
其实是不需要的哦。
That is not necessary.
因为啊，这里啊，辩论啊，这个英文里面讲是 reason 啊，就是讲理啊，跟他们讲道理。
Here and actually he reasons with them.
在那个希腊文，他原来是用 dialogue 是对话
In actuality, he was actually conversing using a dialogue with them.
所以我们不要想说哇，这里写辩论哦。
Let us not think that he is arguing with them.
所以好，来到教会我就要找人跟我辩论。
Let us not argue with one another.
哇，看到一个慕道者就抓着他。
We take a truth seeker.
你信不信？
Do you believe?
我不信你下地狱哦。
If you do not believe, you will enter into hell.
就跟人家吵成一团啊。
Let us not argue with one another.
然后我还说，那保罗也辩论啊，我也辩论啊。
Paul is arguing with them.
没有啊，这里是在讲说，他跟人家讲道理。
He's actually having reason with one another.
并且是要很讲理的用着圣经做基础把神的道讲清楚。
He's using the basic foundation and talking about everything with logic.
所以安息日我们所要做的第一件事情。
So the first thing we must do on Sabbath.
就是要跟人家谈福音。跟人家传福音
Let us converse with one another about the gospel and preach to one another.
能够借着我们借着我们把这个福音的道理使更多人有机会能够认识。
We can use this gospel to preach to one another and for them to believe.
所以这里的辩论不是跟人家争执。
So his reasoning is not arguing with others.
所以我们千万不要跟慕道者争得面红耳赤啊。
Let us not have an awkward situation and argue with truth seekers.
一切都是从圣经，以圣经为基础来谈论道理。
The Bible is our basic necessity to speak about the truth.
但是啊，这个谈论道理啊，有一个要求啊。
There is a requirement here.
我们来看一下彼得后书哦。
Let's look at 2 Peter.
彼得。我们看彼得前书的第三章啊。
First Peter chapter
3. 彼得前书的第三章。
First Peter chapter
3. 彼得前书的第三章的第十五节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
彼得前书的第三章第十五节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
这里说，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人呢。那这里告诉我们，这里啊，彼得使徒彼得告诉我们。
Here the apostle Paul Peter tells us.
当有人跟我们谈道理的时候。
When someone converses with us of the truth.
有人问你啊。
They ask you,
你为什么礼拜六要跑去教会啊？
Why do you attend Sabbath on Saturday?
礼拜六可以做工啊。
You can work on Saturday.
礼拜六可以赚更多的钱啊。
You can earn more money on Saturday.
礼拜六我们可以出去玩啊。
We can go out to have fun on Saturday.
为什么礼拜六你还跑去教会啊？
Why must you attend Sabbath
church? 你们教会有发钱吗？
Do they give you money?
有发猪肉吗？
Do they give you pork?
有发面粉吗？
Do they give you flour?
没有，那奇怪，你为什么还要去啊？
They don't. Why is it that you go?
不但没有发东西，还要奉献。
They don't give you. For the more, you have to offer more.
哇，你怎么这么傻？
Why is it that you're so silly?
所以有人就会觉得很奇怪啊。
So many think it's strange.
你怎么跟大家都不一样？
Why are you different from all of us?
你为什么要去做这件事情？
Why must you do this thing?
所以当有人问到你的信仰了。
So when someone questions your faith.
这里告诉我们啊，当有人问你心中盼望的缘由。
When someone asks you of what your hope is.
这里讲说你要常做准备啊。
You must always be ready to give a defense.
所以到安息日啊，我们要做。当安息日，我们跟别人要谈论道理。
So on Sabbath we need to reason with one another.
我们必须要传神的福音。
We need to preach the gospel.
但是要传福音，我们必须要先做准备。
But before that, we must first prepare ourselves.
我们要先知道自己所信的是什么。
First know what is it that we believe in.
我们必须要知道说为什么我来这个教会。
Why is it that I attend this?
这里的信仰有什么不同？
What is different about this faith?
所以当别人来询问你心中盼望的缘由，
So when someone questions in your heart,
哇，你常做准备，你就有答案啦。
You always were prepared, you have an answer.
所以当别人问你说你为什么去真耶稣教会？
So when someone asks you why is it you go to True Jesus Church?
你不会说啊，哇，这离我家近啊。
You will not tell them, oh, it is close to my house.
我也不知道。
I'm not really sure.
通通都一样啊。
They're all the same.
那你就没有办法为基督耶稣做见证啊。
Then you'll not be able to testify for God.
所以你心中的盼望的缘由是什么？
So what is it that you hope for?
你明白你为什么人在这里？
Do you understand why you're here?
你明白你所信的是什么？
Do you understand what you believe?
你知道你所信的是谁？
Do you know who you believe?
请我们要常做准备。
May we all prepare for long.
要认识自己的信仰。
To know our faith.
这里接着说要用温柔啊，用温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
It tells we must have meekness to answer.
所以当我们跟别人谈，跟其他人谈论道理的时候。
When we converse with others of our faith.
这个我们对道理的立场，真理的立场要坚持。
We need to stand firm in the truth.
但是啊，我们谈论的态度要和婉。
But our attitude must be meek.
所以不要跟人家吵架。
Let us not argue with one another.
要不然我们可能会赢了辩论啊，但是输了慕道者。
We may be able to defend, but then lose a truth seeker.
所以这里说啊，你要用温柔的态度。
So we need to have a gentle attitude.
用这个把我们这个道理啊，这个完完整整的能够跟别人分享。
To give this whole truth and be able to share it.
所以在这里，保罗进了圣殿的第一件事情。
So the first thing Peter did when he entered into.
就是本着圣经与他们辩论。
He reason with them with of the Bible.
那在这里强调了一个，这里也讲到一个跟别人谈道理、传福音的重点。
Here it tells us an important part of preaching the gospel.
啊，他这里说要本着圣经啊。
Here it says that it's from the scriptures.
哦，这个是真耶稣教会啊，这个一切的基础。
And all the basic foundations of the true Jesus Church.
哦，就是啊，这个如果圣经上面不是这样写的
，that if the scriptures had not recorded it.
哦，或者是圣经里面没有这样的根据
，or if there was no evidence in the Bible.
哦，那我们就不能这个样子讲。
Then we must not speak that way.
哦，所以有时候我们跟别的不同信仰的人谈道理的时候
，so when we speak to others of different faith,
我们常常需要翻圣经。
We must often flip the Bible.
因为这个圣经是一切真理的基础。
Because this is where all our details, our foundation come from.
哦，所以我们啊，这个圣经啊，有些重要的经节要熟。
There's some verses that we must be familiar with.
啊，才不会啊，人家问说啊，记在哪里呀？
They will ask you, where is it recorded?
在圣经里。
You tell them it is in the Bible.
圣经哪里？
Where in the Bible?
啊，不知道，让我去问传道。
If you don't know, you ask the pastor.
啊，让我 Google 一下。
Let me Google it.
啊，所以我们对圣经啊一些重要的道理啊要熟悉。
There is some truth in the Bible we need to be familiarized with.
欸，因为谈道理要本着圣经。
Because when you speak of the truth, you need to use the Bible.
那所以有时候我们跟不同信仰的人谈道啊，最常听到的一句话。
So what we often hear when we speak to others of different faith.
啊，有时候我们很常常听到一句话哦。
We often hear one word.
他说啊，我们牧师说。
I often hear, oh, my priest says.
啊，我们长老说。
Our elder says.
啊，我们执事说。
Our deacon say.
啊，但是很少啊，说啊，这个圣经里面说啊。
Rarely do we hear, oh, that they say the Bible says.
啊，这种哦，这种学习的态度其实是很危险的。
That is actually a very dangerous way.
啊，因为啊，这个如果没有圣经做基础。
If we don't use the Bible as our foundation.
啊，这样子啊，我们那个信仰可能是建立在人的身上啊。
Because then the faith will be built upon man.
我们的信仰可能是建立在其他人的观念上面啊。
Or our faith built upon other people's concept.
那所以圣经一直告诉我们啊，所以这圣经里面一直告诉我们啊，要查考圣经，内中有永生啊。
That's why the Bible often tells us that we need to often examine because within their salvation.
所以不是谁说啊。
So it is not who says.
不是你说或是我说。
Not you saying it or I saying it.
不是你的牧师说或我的传道说。
Or the priest or the pastor says.
啊，到最后你要问说圣经怎么说。
In the end, you need to ask how is it that the Bible says.
因为保罗啊，传福音啊，是本着圣经的。
Because when Paul preaches the gospel, he uses the Bible.
啊，所以我们今天啊，谈道理啊，也是本着圣经的。
So today, when we speak of the truth, we also need to use the Bible.
啊，我印象很深啊，当我在德州的时候啊。
I have a deep impression when I was,
当我在德州啊 ，Dallas 的时候。
In Dallas.
哦，那时候有一次在慕道班里面啊。
One time we were in truth seeking class.
啊，那个慕道班很好玩啊，全部是外国人。
Very interesting. They're all Caucasians.
啊，结果他们全部都在里面在对话哦。
They're all talking.
那其中有一个啊，有一个慕道者就这样子讲哦。
And one of the truth seekers said.
啊，他说啊，哇，这个怎么这个天国啊是要建立在这个世界的啦。
How does the heavenly kingdom come to the earth?
啊，这个人讲哈，他说在他们的教会哈。
One of the people of this church said.
啊，他说啊，这个天国是这个地上啊，建立在这个地球上面的啊。
The heavenly kingdom is on this earth.
哦，我们要做王啊。
We will be kings.
哦，其他人做奴隶啊，很奇怪的东西啊。
And there's other people will be slaves and other weird.
哇，很会讲，口才很好，一直讲啊。
He's very eloquent and he continues to speak.
啊，这时候啊，另外一个慕道者啊。
Then at that time, another truth seeker said.
啊，另外一个是非洲裔的哈 ，African American， 然后一个非洲裔的一个慕道者啊。
Another truth seeker that was African American.
哦，很好玩，他就跳起来了。
And he stood up.
啊，他说在哪里
？Where does it record it?
他说圣经记在哪里？
Where is it recorded in the Bible?
有没有？没有根据哦。
If there's no evidence.
没有根据，你不要讲话。
If there's no supporting verses, then you should not speak.
哦，我坐在旁边啊，哇，这个坐在旁边啊，这个感觉说，哇，这种精神很好哦。
When I stood aside, I saw the spirit is great.
哦，不管你口才多好。
No matter how eloquent you are.
哇，不管你讲的天花乱坠。
No matter how great you speak.
不管你说啊，这是哪个牧师啊，很有名的牧师讲的。
No matter how you say which famous priest said this.
我们这个慕道者就说，圣经记在哪里
？That truth seeker, all he cared about was where it recorded in the Bible.
圣经里面没有，你不要讲话。
If the Bible does not record it, you should not speak.
哦，所以啊，这里保罗是本着圣经来。 来谈道理的。
So we, as we see, Paul uses the Bible to speak the truth.
我们今天追求信仰也要本着圣经啊。
Today, when we pursue in our faith, we also need to use the Bible.
千万不要本着感觉。
Let us not use it according to our feeling.
啊，我觉得这里好。
I feel that this place is good.
啊，我觉得那里不错。
I feel that place is not bad.
哦，不要以感觉做判断。
Let us not use our feelings to conclude.
保罗是以圣经啊，本着经卷来谈论道理的。
He goes according to the Bible to speak the truth.
啊，所以我们今天查考信仰得永生是要本着圣经。
So today, when we pursue the truth for our salvation, let us go according to the Bible.
啊，我们看回来《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's return to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章的第三节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 3.
《使徒行传》第十七章第三节。
Acts chapter 17 verse 3.
那第三节讲解臣民基督必须受害，从死里复活啊。那这里是我们在安息日谈论啊要做的第二件事情。
Here it tells us that what we first thing we must do when we speak.
那就是在这里啊讲解臣民基督受害以及他的复活。
We must explain and demonstrate that the Christ suffered for us and rose again.
哦，所以他们的对话里面啊都是属灵的对话，里面都是跟信仰有关系的。
That all we speak about has is concerned with spiritual things.
那所以我们今天来教会啊，这个对话里面都是什么呢？
So what is it that we converse among with brothers and sisters?
哇，有时候见了面啊。
Many times we meet each other.
啊，最近生意怎么样啊？
How's your business recently?
股市要投哪一支比较好啊？
Which stock do we invest in?
哎呀，那个房地产最近啊，哇，跌得凶啊。
This real estate agent is not doing too well.
啊，你教教我怎么样逃税啊？
And you teach me how to do my taxes.
哇，怎么样赚大钱？
How do I earn bigger, more money?
哇，最近那个政府要选举啦。
Recently, they elect a president.
哇，你要投谁呀？
Who you vote for?
啊，所以说我们在教会里面的对话都是这些东西。
So are these the things that we converse about with one
another? 啊，那我们呢就跟保罗不一样啦。
We must be different. Then we're different from Paul.
啊，所以我们今天在来到教会呀，把世界的东西就留在外面啦。
Today, when we attend the Sabbath, let us leave all the worldly things outside.
那当然，我们有自己的生意。
Of course, we may have our own business.
那我们有自己的工作。
We have our own jobs.
那我们有可能我们喜欢的政党。
We have our interests.
哦，但是啊，这些都没有关系。
All these are okay.
这些都是你个人的选择。
These are all your personal things.
啊，但是不要把它带进教会里面来。
Let's not bring that into the church.
啊，不要成为在教会里面对谈的主要的内容。
Let that not be the purpose of our conversations.
更不要成为我们来教会的原因。
Let us that not also be our purpose of coming to church.
哇，来教会啊，看有没有生意的机会。
Come to church to see if there's any opportunity for business.
哇，来教会看有没有合伙的，能够找人来合伙。
Joint venture. To see if there's any joint ventures in church.
啊，这种态度都是不对的哦。
All these attitudes are wrong.
啊，在这里说啊，当保罗来到教会啊。
So here we see when Paul comes to church.
啊，他的对话里面呢是臣民基督受害哦。
Here he is to explain and demonstrate Christ.
啊，并且讲到基督复活啊。
And talk about his resurrection.
啊，对话里面是什么？
So what is it within our conversation?
见证。
For us to testify.
那见证神在过去这一个礼拜的保守。
Testify God's guidance throughout the week.
啊，谈论这个神，这一个礼拜我对道理上的领受。
To converse about what we experience of God.
啊，分享啊，这个一个礼拜里面神在我身上的作为。
What God has done for us in our life.
啊，所以当你跟慕道朋友坐下来的时候。
When you sit down with truth seekers.
啊，能够从圣经、从信仰、从生活里面给对方予以鼓励。
In our life, in our spiritual cultivation, we can encourage one another.
啊，当你跟信徒对话谈在对话当中。
So in as we speak with truth seekers.
啊，能够借着彼此见证使互相得到激励。
Let us mutually encourage one another.
常常讲。
To often speak of,
常常思想神的恩典
and think of the grace of God,
使得彼此之间都能够得到造就
so that we can mutually edify one another.
哦，所以当我们懂得讲论神的恩典
so when we understand how to speak of the grace of God,
你要讲论，你一定会数算嘛
when you speak of it, you know how to count it.
哦，当你开始懂得数算神的恩典
when you know how to count the grace of God,
你就会发现一件事情
you'll realize one thing.
越算越多
the more you count, the more you there is.
啊，没有想的时候，通通都没有。
When you don't think of it, there's nothing to think of.
越想恩典越多。
But the more you ponder, there would be more.
越想心中越感激。
And the more you think of it, the more moved you are in your heart.
啊、自然越想啊，这个信仰就越活泼。
And the more livelier your spirituality becomes.
哦、所以我们今天在信仰当中要常常去谈论耶稣基督的恩典。
So often when we converse, we need to speak of the grace of God.
常常想到基督耶稣为我们的牺牲。
Speak of how God has sacrificed for us.
更能够常常想到耶稣基督的复活。
We often speak of the resurrection of God.
使我们过着一个感恩的人生。
So that we can live a life to repay the love of God.
能够过着一个有盼望的人生。
Live a life of hope.
所以我们今天要问问自己。
Today, let's ask ourselves.
今天我来到教会了。
Today, I've come to the church.
今天我来参加安息日。
Today, I attend the Sabbath service.
今天我看到弟兄姐妹。
Today, I see my brother and sisters.
我们的对话都在说什么？
What is it that I converse with one another about?
当然，有时候我们的对话讨论一下生活是绝对没有关系的。
So some of the life issues that we talk about are okay.
千万不要等一下下去吃爱餐的时候，哇，就带一本圣经下去啊。
Let us not speak to one another as we eat our meal with the Bible.
哇，这个讲话都很不敢讲啊，哇，都要引经据典才敢讲话啊。
We do not speak unless we speak of the Bible.
不是这个意思啊。
It's not that meaning.
而是啊，在这个对话当中啊，要偏向信仰。
But is that our direction of conversation must speak of our spiritual life?
讨论生活，思考信仰。
To speak of our faith and of our spiritual life.
讨论我们的生活能够见证神的恩典。
That we must testify of the grace of God in our life.
这个才是我们今天来到教会应该在对话当中应该要有的态度。
That is the attitude we must have in the church.
能够借着彼此的见证。
So that we can testify to one another.
使彼此都能够得到激励。
So we can edify and encourage one another.
我们来看一下马拉基书第三章。
Look at the book of Malachi, verse 3.
马拉基书的第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
这个是旧约的最后一卷。
The last book of the Old Testament.
马拉基书的第三章啊，就在马太福音前哦，而是旧约的最后一卷哦。
Malachi chapter 3 is before the book of Matthew.
马拉基书的第三章的第十六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
马拉基书三章十六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
十六节，那时敬畏神的彼此谈论，神侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏神思念他名的人。这里呢，在这里啊，圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
说当我们在谈论的时候啊。
That when we talk to one another.
哇，这个神侧耳而听啊。
The God that the Lord has listened and heard them.
所以今天在你在聊天的时候啊。
So today when you converse with one another.
你要想哦，神就在旁边啊，听你在讲什么哦。
You need to realize that God is next to you, hearing what you're speaking.
不只是听而已哦。
He's not only listening.
哇，这个神还拿一本本子给你写下来啊。
He has also taken a book and writing all that you say.
某某某。
That who's so and so?
四月二十三号。
April 24th.
爱餐啊，中午吃爱餐的时间。
On the fellowship lunch meal.
跟慕道者做见证。
That he testify with the truth seeker.
加分。
He has points.
哇，这个记录下来了，这个是。在神面前就得到一个分数了。
God records and you earn a point.
所以啊，神总是侧耳而听我们的谈论的内容。
So God is constantly listening to all that we speak of.
所以我们今天在谈论当中。
So today, as we speak to one another,
我们要知道说神都有在听。
We need to know that God is listening.
神都有在记。
And God is recording it.
所以我们不要随便乱讲话。
So let us not carelessly speak.
而是啊，要常说那个能够造就人、对身旁的人有帮助的好话。
Let us only speak of things that can edify one another.
尤其是遇到慕道朋友的时候。
Especially when we interact with truth seekers.
更要能够啊分享神在我们家中的见证。
Let us also, more importantly, share the grace of God in our
family. 能够分享我们个人信仰上的体验。
And the experiences that we have in our life.
这个是保罗所说，这个安息日所要做的第二件事情。
This is the second thing that Paul would do on the day of Sabbath.
我们看回来《使徒行传》第十七章。
Let us return to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传的第十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
第三节。
Verse 3.
使徒行传的第十七章的第三节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 3.
第三节讲解臣民基督必须受害，从死里复活，又说我所传给你们的这位耶稣啊，就是基督哦。那在这里呢，保罗所做的第三件事情。
Here records the third thing that Paul has done.
就是强调。耶稣就是基督啊。
He is to emphasize that Jesus is the Christ.
那我们想说这个耶稣是基督啊，很正常啊。
We know and it's natural that we know that Jesus is Christ.
我们大家都相信耶稣就是基督啊。
We all believe that Jesus is Christ.
那其实啊，这个承认耶稣是基督啊，在当时是一件很大的事情啊。
But to admit that Jesus is Christ at that time in the history is a hard thing.
如果说啊，你说耶稣是先知。
You say that Jesus is a prophet.
没有问题呀、
啊。That is no, there's no issue.
因为他们很多人相信耶稣是先知啊，没有问题呀、啊。
Because they all believe at that time that Jesus is a prophet.
你说耶稣是好人。
You say that Jesus is a good person.
是义人。
He's a good person.
没有问题呀、啊，当代人完全接受，完全接受。
There's no problem. They all accept it.
你说耶稣是老师，是夫子。
You say that Jesus is a teacher.
哇，这个没有问题，连法利赛人都接受的。
There's no issue with that. Even the Pharisees believe it.
所以今天的关键在哪里
？But what is the main purpose?
当你说耶稣是基督的时候，冲突就出现了。
The main issue is when you say that Jesus is the Christ.
因为对犹太人来讲
，Because for the Jewish people.
哇，这个基督啊，这个是啊，这个是应许的救主啊。
The Christ is their savior.
这不是随便人可以的。
It's not one or anybody can accept that name.
应许当中啊，是这应许当中啊，这个。应许当中的那一位要拯救者啊
！It is that promise that this person will save us.
所以他们为什么要逼迫耶稣
？Why did they persecute Jesus？
因为啊，这耶稣说他就是基督啊。
Because Jesus said that he was Christ.
所以冲突就出现了。
So there were conflicts arise.
逼迫就出现了。
And persecution.
最后啊，这个就把他钉在十字架上了。
Ultimately, they crucified him on the cross.
所以今天要承认耶稣是基督啊，是我们今天在教会要做的第三件事情。
To believe that Jesus is the Christ is the third thing the church must do.
就是对信仰的坚持哦。
It's for us to be persistent in our faith.
今天你所接受的，你今天你来这里所接受的道理，所听到的道理。
Today you accept the truth you hear.
可能跟你过去所接受、所听过的完全不一样。
It might be different of what you heard in the past.
可能跟这个主流啊，这个 mainstream 所讲的不一样。
It might be different from the mainstream.
可能跟这个大环境所要告诉你的不一样。
And different from what a majority of people tell you.
但是跟圣经一样。
But it is just like the Bible.
所以你这时候你就要做一个挣扎啦。
So then you struggle.
这你就要做一个选择啦。
You need to make a decision.
跟圣经一样。
To be like the Bible.
但是跟世界不一样。
But different from the society.
你就要做一个选择，你要承认耶稣就是基督吗？
Will you admit that Jesus is Christ?
你敢承认耶稣就是基督吗？
Do you dare to believe Jesus is Christ?
你一承认，逼迫马上就来了。
Once you believe, then persecution will come.
所以我们今天啊，在教会来这个守安息日的第三件事情啊。
So the third thing we do when we come to the Sabbath.
就是在信仰上要懂得勇敢。
That in our faith we must be brave.
即使你跟全世界都不一样。
Though you're different from the whole world.
但是如果你跟圣经一样
But you're with the Bible,
那你就必须要坚持你的信仰
and you will be persistent in your faith.
全世界都是星期天在星期天在聚会的
The rest of the world observes Sabbath on Sunday.
但是你看圣经
But you look at the Bible.
安息日
Sabbath day.
你就必须要做一个挣扎。
You will struggle.
你就必须要做一个选择。
And you make a decision.
是要听圣经的，承认耶稣是基督。
Do you side with the Bible and believe that Jesus is Christ?
是要依照圣经相信安息日是星期六。
Go according to the Bible that Sabbath is on Saturday.
然后去面对世界给你的逼迫。
And face the persecution of the worst of the world.
还是你要妥协。
Or will you retreat?
还是你要放弃。
Or do you give up?
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
圣经里面说，起来，洗礼，洗去你的罪。
To rise and wash away your sins.
这个圣经里面写得非常清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
洗礼跟赦罪有直接的关系。
That water baptism and to washing away our sins has direct relationship.
所以你说，这是圣经上写的。
So you tell us that this is what the Bible records.
但是你转过头去看到这个世界。
Have you turned to the world?
看到世界上的主流的基督教。
You see the the mainstream churches.
哦，他们都说啊，洗礼跟赦罪没有关系。
They all say that water baptism and sin has no relationship.
那这个洗礼只是一个表现啊，一个代表说，哎呀，我要信主啦。
This is also only a representation that you believe in Christ.
你看圣经说可以赦罪。
But the Bible tells us that it can wash away our sins.
你看世界说啊，没有这一回事。
But the world tells us that there is no such matter.
你必须要面对一个选择。
Then you need to face a decision.
啊，你必须要做一个挣扎。
You struggle and decide.
是要承认圣经啊，承认圣经被逼迫呢？
Do you go with the Bible and receive persecution?
还是要放弃世界被主流接受呢？
Or let go of the world and continue with the world.
哦，所以在这里讲啊，你在这一天啊，你要承认耶稣就是基督。
So the Bible tells us that on this day you need to believe that Jesus is Christ.
即使因为这样子你会被逼迫。
Even if you do this, you will be persecuted by the world.
即使因为这样子啊，你会被别人所排斥。
And you'll be cast out by the world.
啊，即使因为这样，你在你的朋友当中独剩你一人呐。
You will be left alone from all your friends.
就像主耶稣基督一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus.
就像使徒保罗一样。
Just like Apostle Paul.
但是啊，要坚持耶稣就是基督。
But let us stand firm that Jesus is the Christ.
所以我们今天来到这里。
So today we are all here.
我们今天来，这个查考道理是要以圣经为本。
Let us have the Bible as our main priority.
谁说都不是谁讲的。
It is not who says.
哇，这个不是哪个神学博士讲的。
Not any PhD says.
这个以这圣经说什么？
But it is what the Bible says that matters.
来作为我们每一个人信仰的基础。
To be the foundation of all our believers.
因为真理是绝对的。
Because the truth is forever correct.
真理是 absolute 哦。
It's absolute.
现今的人都不喜欢讲绝对啦。
Today society don't like to say absolute.
都喜欢讲相对哦 relative 哦。
They all like to say that it is relative.
所以啊，你不错。
That you're not wrong.
我也蛮好的。
And I'm pretty good.
我们大家都很好。
We're all very good.
大家很开心。
We're all happy.
今天基督教界很多教会也都是这样子啊。
That is how all most of the churches are.
你不错。
That you're not bad.
我也蛮好。
And I'm pretty good.
你要在大水里面洗礼。
You want to wash in the ocean.
我喜欢在后面装个莲蓬头啊，装个那个 shower。
I like to have it in the shower.
没有关系，我们都不错。
It's not bad. We're both not wrong.
大家都很好。
We're all very good.
我们今天的大环境，这个基督教的大环境就是这个样子。
This is how the Christian churches are nowadays.
不讲绝对。
They do not talk of the absolute.
为什么不讲绝对？
Why do they not speak of
absolute? 因为讲绝对就会得罪人。
Because when you speak of absoluteness, you offend one another.
你讲绝对啊，别人就不舒服啊，不高兴啦。
When you talk of the absolute, other people will not be happy.
所以为了不要让人家不高兴。
Let us not upset one another.
我们都讲差不多啦。
Let us say that that's all right.
但是其实圣经啊，这个真理是有绝对性的。
But the Bible tells us that there's absoluteness.
是有排斥哦，排他性的哦 ，exclusiveness.
There's exclusiveness.
所以只有一个人可以对。
There's only one person who is
right. 如果我们两个人讲的不一样。
If we are both saying different things,
我们如果讲的跟我们两个人对圣经的观点不一样，
if we have different concept view of the Bible,
只能有一个人对。
There's only one person who is
correct. 这个就是真理的绝对性，绝对不可能两个人同时对的。
This is the absoluteness of the Bible.
所以有一次啊，有人在跟我们讨论，有一个另外一个教派的。牧师在跟我们谈道理的时候啊
，One time there was a priest from another church was conversing with me.
他说啊，真耶稣教会啊，不要这么坚持啦。
Why can't the True Jesus Church not be so strict?
你们太极端了啦。
You guys are too absolute.
其实哦，我们啊，只是有些观念的不同嘛。
You guys are too extreme. There is only maybe a few concepts that
were different. 就好像我们在看那个台子一样啊。
It's just like that object.
你看我从这边看，这个台子是长这个样子。
When I look over here, this is how it's viewed.
你从那边看，你就是看到不一样的台子的方向了嘛。
But if you look at it at a different angle, you'll see it differently.
所以不要这么坚持， so, 我们都一样。
Don't be so persistent. We're all actually the same.
的确啊，如果我们从不同的角度看这个台子可能看到这台子会有所不一样。
It is true that if we view it in different directions, we see different things.
但是啊，怎么看这个台子绝对不可能变成椅子。 啊。
But if we look at this stand, it would, no matter how we look at it, it would not be a chair.
哦，所以你不管怎么看啊，它都是一个台子。
So no matter what, it is a stand.
哦，绝对不可能变成一张椅子。
It would never be a chair.
哦，真理就是这个样子啊。
And that is how the truth is.
哦，真理或许在讨论当中啊，有一些认知上啊，会有一些不同的分享。
Like when we look at the Bible, we will have different sharings of the Bible.
但是绝对不会完全不同。
But it would never be very different.
绝对不会有一个人讲洗礼可以赦罪，另外一个人讲洗礼不可以赦罪。
You can never say that water baptism washes away sin, and another say it doesn't wash away
sin. 一定只有一个人对。
Only one person is right.
哦，所以我们今天啊，在信仰当中啊，要看清楚。
So today we must seek very clearly.
不要信得很糊涂。
Let us not be fooled.
哦，不要人家讲什么你就听什么。
What other people say, we will just accept it.
啊，到最后就是回到圣经怎么说。
Let us return to what the Bible says.
哦，不管啊，有多少人啊。不管有多少人相信其他的说法
，No matter how much other people believe their way of concept，
啊，不管是不是全世界大部分的人啊都跟圣经不一样
，No matter if the whole world is different from the Bible，
啊，到最后你只能以圣经作为基础
，Ultimately you must use the Bible as your foundation，
只能说这个圣经怎么说
，You must only say how the Bible records，
因为到最后的那一天。
Because in the last day,
在神审判的那一日
that day of the Lord judges,
他可不会问你大家怎么说啊。
God will not ask you what other people say.
啊，神可不会看看啊，这个 majority rule 哦，人多的那边赢啊，神不看这个的。
God will not look at the majority.
哦，神只是到最后神审判我们的时候
the day that God judges us.
当我们站在这个审判台前
we look in the judgment seat.
神只是把圣经拿出来
God will take out the Bible.
圣经怎么说？
How did the Bible say?
你就要怎么做
And that is how you must have performed.
所以我们求主耶稣赐给我们力量啊。
So let us pray for the Lord to give us strength.
使我们在信仰的路上能够勇敢。
Let us have strength in our spiritual pursuit.
即使我们站在全世界的对立面。
Even if we are against the whole world.
如果我们跟圣经站在同一边。
If we are standing on the side of
the Bible. 如果我们跟神站在同一边。
We are standing on the side of God.
即使全世界都跟我们不一样。
Even if the whole world is against us.
没有关系。
It is all right.
因为我们就得到了真理。
Because we have received the truth.
因为我们就承认耶稣是基督啦。
Because we have admitted that Jesus is the Christ.
有患难。
Though there is trials.
有逼迫。
There is persecution.
别人排挤。
There is we're casted out by others.
别人嘲笑。
Others mock at us.
没有关系。
It is all right.
只要我们最后在审判的日子
，Only on the last days of judgment.
能够很有自信呢
？We are very confident.
能够安然的，能够很有自信的站在审判台前。
We have confidence to stand in the presence of the Lord.
能够完成神所托付的工作。
To complete the work that the Lord has given us.
能够完成得救的功夫。
To complete the salvation of the Lord.
能够活出一个得胜的人生。
To live a victorious life.
这样子在神面前，我们这一生就有了价值。
So in this whole life, we have value for God.
所以今天保罗在凡事上给我们设下一个榜样。
So often Paul always gives us an example.
当我们来到教会。
And when we often come to church.
当我们来守这个安息圣日。
Come here to observe the Sabbath day.
不要再只是人来心不到。
Let us not physically come, but our heart and mind is not here.
而是有一些期望我们必须要去做的事情。
And there's many things that we need to do.
要能够跟别人传讲福音。
We must be able to preach to one another.
要能够彼此谈论得到造就。
Mutually explain and demonstrate the truth to one another.
更能够在信仰当中能够在信仰当中能够坚守立场，能够完成得救的功夫。
And ultimately be able to stand firm with the truth and complete the work of God.
所以今天我们再来问自己，每一个人再来问自己一句话。
So let us all ask ourselves one question.
今天安息日来到教会的我。
Today the when I observed Sabbath today.
我来到这里，我是为什么
？Why is it that I come here？
我在这里，我说的是。
What is it that I say when I come here?
最后，当我离开的时候，我希望能够得到什么
？Ultimately, when we leave, what is it that we hope we obtained?
那我们一起来唱诗。
Let's rise and sing.
我们唱诗第五首。
Hymn number 5. Thank you.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们要来做上午聚会结束的祷告。
Now we will have our concluding Sabbath prayer.
我们在这里简单介绍真耶稣教会祷告的方式。
We will now introduce the way we pray in the Jesus Church.
依照圣经啊，有两种不一样的祷告。
In the Bible, there records two different type of prayers.
第一种叫做悟性啊，悟性祷告。
The first type of prayer is prayer and understanding.
就是用人所听得懂的方式，用人所听得懂的话来祷告。
We use the understandable language that we use to pray.
但是圣经当中啊，还提到另外一种的祷告。
But the Bible also records a different second type of prayer.
叫做圣灵里的祷告。
It is the prayer in the Spirit.
在主耶稣还在世的时候。
When Jesus is still on the earth.
主耶稣就已经应许啊，告诉他的门徒。
He told his disciples and promised them.
告诉他的门徒说啊，你们不要担心啊，不要怕。
You do not fear.
我要离开。
I will have to leave now.
你不要怕。
But do not be afraid.
因为啊，我走以后啊，父要差遣保惠师。
Because when I leave, the Father will give us a counselor.
就是真理的圣灵。
It is the Spirit of Truth.
这个圣灵要给我们人生做引导。
And this Spirit of Truth will guide our life.
这个圣灵要使我们软弱得力量。
And it will give us strength in times of weakness.
这个圣灵啊，要教导我们如何祷告。
The Spirit will tell us how to pray.
并且使我们明白道理。
And help us to understand the truth.
所以这个圣灵啊，是神所赐给我们最大的帮助。
So this promise of the Spirit is the greatest help.
也真的按照主的应许。
And it is through the promise of Jesus.
后来门徒真的得圣灵了。
That the disciples truly received the Holy Spirit.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》。
Let's look at the Book of Acts.
使徒行传第二章。
The Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 1.
使徒行传的第二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2 verse
1。这里说五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。第二节。
Verse 2。
忽然天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满他们所坐的屋子。第三节。
Verse 3。
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四节。
Verse 4。
他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话。这里呢，圣经记载第一次圣灵的降临。
Here the Bible records the first day the Holy Spirit descended.
是过去所没有的，是过去从来没有的体验。
Here it was an experience never experienced before.
按照神的应许啊，这使徒教会的门徒啊，祷告就得到圣灵了。
But through the promise of God, once they prayed, they received the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里啊，他们就讲起了别国的话来哦。
So here they speak language of unknown.
在这别国的话啊，glossolalia哈，它讲的是一种听不懂的舌音啊，舌头的声音。
And this the way they pray, they spoke in tongues of unknown.
这个是人所听不懂的。
This is something that man does not understand.
但是虽然人听不懂。
Though man does not understand.
但是在灵里是述说神的各样的奥秘。
But in the spirit, it talks of the mysteries of the God.
所以这个应许是给当时的门徒。
And this promise was given to the current disciples.
也同样也是给今天幕后时代的每一位。
And in likewise, it's also given to those who come after.
我们看第二章的十七节。
Look at chapter 2, verse 17.
第二章的第十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
十七节，神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。在那些日子，十八节。
Verse 18.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言哦。这里告诉我们说啊，这个先知啊，预言说在末后啊，神的灵要浇灌下来。
His prophet prophesies that the God's spirit will pour down.
这个圣灵是预言啊，是应许要给我们的。
And it was promised to be given to us.
所以只要凡是谦卑来到神的面前。
So only for those who humble before the Lord.
谦卑向他跪下祈求的。
Humble and kneel down before the Lord and to pray for it.
就能够按照神的应许得到这个圣灵。
Through the promise of God, they will receive this Holy Spirit.
这个是神所给人类最好的宝贝。
This is the precious pearl that God had given to us.
也是我们每一个人啊都要努力去追求的。
This is something that we all must work hard to pursue.
借着圣灵的帮助。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit.
在这个罪恶的世代。 有能力能够胜过罪恶。
In this wicked world, we are able to overcome.
借着圣灵的帮助
，through the help of the Holy Spirit,
使我们在这个混乱的世代里面能够找到人生真正的方向。
In this troubled world, we are able to find the true direction in life.
能够借着圣灵的帮助
，through the help of the Holy Spirit,
在这个世界上的繁华当中能够看清我们人生真正的价值。
We can see the true value of life in this chaotic world.
所以圣灵是这么的重要。
So since the Holy Spirit is so important,
也是每个人都必须要去祈求的。
It's something that we all must pursue and pray for.
求圣灵非常简单。
It is easy to pray for the
Holy Spirit. 我们跪下。
We kneel down.
在神面前跪下。
We pray in front of the God.
圣经里面讲保罗祷告是跪下来祷告的。
The Bible tells us that Paul kneels to pray.
所以我们祷告在神面前跪下来。
So as we pray, we kneel before God.
我们手合起来，眼睛闭着。
We clasp our hands and close our eyes.
使我们能够专心。
So that we can concentrate.
我们第一句话说，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First phrase we say is in the name of Lord Jesus we pray.
这个我们凡事都要奉主的名。
After everything we do in the name of Jesus.
然后我们就不断的念哈利路亚赞美主。
Then we repeat Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚是希伯来文。
Hallelujah is in Hebrew language.
就是赞美神的意思。
And it means to pray the Lord.
在圣经里面，当那个长老啊，当这个天使在神的面前。
When the elders and the angels are in front of God.
他们都念哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
They say Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
哈利路亚就是赞美主。
And Hallelujah therefore means to praise God.
所以当我们跪下来在神的面前。
So when we kneel before God.
我们可能有很多事情，很多心事，很多重担想要告诉神。
We have a lot of issues in our heart, a lot of burdens we need to tell God.
我们可能有很多问题，很多不解要询问神。
Many questions and many struggles we want to inquire of God.
你尽量讲。
You may say all that you can. You wish.
但是有时候你可能不知道要说什么。
But sometimes you don't know what to say.
心中有苦啊，言语不能形容。
You're troubled in your heart, but you don't know how to say it.
所以讲不出来。
You are unable to speak.
你就说哈利路亚。
Then you can just say Hallelujah.
因为神看见我们的软弱。
Because the Lord knows our weakness.
神知道我们的需要。
He knows what we need.
神要安慰我们的痛苦。
The Lord will comfort our pain.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we will pray now.
我们也欢迎第一次跟我们一起来聚会的这个我们的朋友能够跟我们一起来求圣灵。
We invite all those of you to pray, friends pray with us.
能够亲身体验到神。
To truly experience God.
当你有很多的问题，如果你有很多的问题。
If you have a lot of questions.
当你得到了圣灵。
When you receive the Holy Spirit.
当你亲手摸到了神。
When you personally touch God.
你的问题就不再是问题啦。
Your questions will no longer be exist.
所以我们现在一起到前面来祷告。
Let us all come forward to pray.
我们请我们在座的长执也帮我们按手。
So ask all the elders present to help us.
我们请一起到前面来。
So come forward to pray.